This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
B7.
This is the daily Good Day program. What good would a program called Good Day be if it's only on once a week, right? You got to have stuff cooking every day. Matter of fact, you people don't know my friends Victoria and
you
Jennifer
people.
And Kara.
You people.
That's my Rush Limbaugh impression. Hey. You people. The idea is to have a seven-day Good Day program. You guys can be on with me every day. How about that? Whoa! Let's hear it for that.
You know, I don't like to spoil myself. Usually like to give myself the weekends off just so I can remember how much I love being here.
Really? Good for you. Congratulations. And thank you very much. They say, no, 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 no. Yesterday, the International Olympic Committee wanted to talk to a group of athletes about their pee. Specifically, samples of 31 peas. Because a single P would be P-E-E, but a bunch of P's would be P-E-E-S, right? Going back to the 2008 Olympics, the 31 athletes who had their P retested with new scientific methods, and they came up with a positive indicator for bad drugs. The athletes who represented 12 different countries planning on competing in the Olympics this summer now doesn't look like they're going to be able to be there. No, 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 no. Committee plans on retesting the old pee it has saved from the 2012 Olympics. And these people got nothing better to do. In a closet somewhere at the International Olympic Committee, they have bottles of old pee.
It's disgusting. What happens? Who's in charge of that?
Yeah, and what happens if you do they take medals away from people?
Yeah,
from Sochi or whatever
it
was.
Right. Well, I mean, yesterday, and this is something else I don't quite get. Our government opened an investigation into the Russians' doping program, huh? Why? What do we have to do? What skin do we have in the game here? Justice Department says it wants to know.
Because they compete with us, and we don't want to compete against doped-up Ruskies.
Why? Why is the government's business? Government
we
doesn't run the sports team. No, come on.
We want to win.
No. No. They're using as a handle to get in here. They're investigating banks in our country who were used apparently or potentially or allegedly, the banks helped to distribute the dope. I don't even understand how. Come put your money in the bank, and we'll give you a bag of dope. Does this make any sense to anybody, or is this
no? That makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So the last three Olympic Games are going to be tested for dopey athletes.
There are a few, by the way.
Yes, there are. Banned drug use. Let's face it. They all use it. You think America is going to be clean when it comes to this? I think we ought to be minding our own P's and Q's, because I think we ought to be worried about what if all these baseball players like Sammy Sosa can get a hold of this stuff.
Yeah, but
Roger
they're not playing
Clemens.
The Olympics. The Olympics is where the clean athletes go, Dougie. Come on.
Oh, I see. Excuse me. Okay.
Wasn't there a girl who admitted to?
Just recently. Yeah.
Sharapova, wasn't it? The tennis player.
Right. What
right.
about Peekaboo?
But I thought it was a female skier too.
Was it Peekaboo Street? What was
maybe
her story?
Like her name.
Maybe, or that's the only female skier I could name, so maybe I'm just thinking it's her.
Peekaboo Street, yes. Speaking of names in the news, Robert Shapiro has admitted to trying on the glove before the trial. You remember the old
this was something, you guys didn't watch the O.J. miniseries, right? The People versus O.J. Simpson.
I tried to find it, but I didn't do it.
I kept missing it, yeah. Oh, I heard it was
so
great.
Good. Really good. And one of the things that they showed you that I don't remember or remember hearing about as somebody who kind of paid attention to the trial, or at least the history of the trial, was that Robert Shapiro in the courtroom when no one was around went up and tried the gloves on. And everybody was like, how could he get with evidence? So, you know, that shouldn't have been allowed. Well, it turns out that isn't exactly what happened. But before the court case started, he had a chance to touch the gloves and he realized that they wouldn't fit OJ. And that's how it all started, is he sort of let people know let his defense team know that the gloves wouldn't fit OJ. And then Johnny Cochran gamed Christopher Darden so that it was Christopher Darden who even had the idea, or so he thought, but it was actually a Johnny Cochran plant, so that Christopher Darden would be the ones to say, try the gloves on, OJ. And then he did, and we know what happened. It was a critical error.
Mm. That's interesting. Mm. Wow.
If they don't fit, you must acquit. All right, so anyway, what was the relationship between the Shapiros and the Kardashians? Because old man Kardashian was a lawyer, too, for...
They didn't have a really big relationship. The way they painted it, at least in the miniseries, is that Shapiro was really like a well-to-do lawyer about town. He had just come off, I think, the Menendez case, case. And Shapiro Kardashian was just involved as a friend of OJ's, and so they were sort of bedfellows because of the friendship with OJ and Robert Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Shapiro story. James Gandolfini's Rolex watch in the news today because it apparently was stolen by his paramedic as he lay dying from his heart attack.
Horrible.
I mean,
the ambulance
driver. How do you deal with it? You know, I believe in karma. How do you get over that? I mean, how do you move on with your life by stealing a dead
guy's
watch?
You don't stop at limbo. You go straight to hell. That's what happens to Claudio Bevilacqua and the others. I don't know why it's taken so long for this to... This was, 3 years ago, I think, for them to catch this guy and prosecute him. Oof, man. Creepy. It's just plain creepy. Some important news from a study about folic acid and what may happen to women who take folic acid, pregnant women especially. What happens? That information coming up in a matter of moments. 13 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Know-how. Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so this new study that's very important, especially for women who are planning to get pregnant, suggesting that high levels of folate in your body, if you are pregnant, might be linked to autism. Folate is regularly found. Folic acid, it's referred to sometimes. I take folic acid, frankly, almost every day. But if you have too much of it, it apparently, well, the thing that I'm trying to figure out is the difference. Most people in this study doesn't separate. There's a difference between the natural folic acid and synthetic folic acid. It's vitamin B12, the B vitamins in general. So I'm wondering if this is, I always suspect these sorts of studies because they don't for the person who's not, who's not a dummy, and I say this lovingly, person who's schooled as to how this stuff works, need the question needs to be asked, are you talking about natural forms of folate or synthetic forms?
But even more than that, and I know Victoria is kind of ready to go on this one, but the thing that is jammed down women's throats, I think Kara, Victoria, and I will all agree, is that if you are of childbearing age, if you want to get pregnant, you up your folic acid, you start taking prenatal vitamins, and you might say you have to have brains and know whether or not you're taking synthetic or, you know, what kind of supplements you're taking, but this is being forced to women in every magazine, by every doctor, on TV, in the newspaper, in all the books. This is what women are supposed to do if they want to have a kid. This is pretty dangerous stuff.
And your doctor, most doctors are not saying, make sure you find out which one is, you know, synthetic folic acid. You just think folic acid, or better yet, you just look at a jar of vitamins that says prenatal vitamins at Whole Foods or wherever. You go, okay, great, this is what I need to take. So that's what's really dangerous.
Yeah, it is. And in my mind, because I'm a conspiratorialist, what I see here, what I feel, what I sense, is that this is a way for the so-called legitimate doctors. I mean, Johns Hopkins, where the study was done, is pretty much at the top of the level of schools. Emory is another one. There are four or five really, really good, considered good, sort of mainstream medical schools and centers. Unfortunately, because of the money that comes from the big drug companies to seed some of the chairs, the teaching chairs at these universities, they are suspect. And there has been a lot of focus on vaccines and whether or not they cause autism. And in my mind, because I believe that there is evidence that suggests not necessarily the vaccines, but putting preservative, thimerosal or whatever it's called, it basically is mercury, to preserve these things. So they can say, oh, well, most of them don't have it anymore, and that's true, but just one vaccine having that stuff in it puts your child at risk. And the mainstream medical community still says, oh, no, no. Look at these studies. They've all disproven that thimerosal or any of the mercury in the vaccines has anything to do with autism. Bunkum. I think this is an attempt by some to get vaccines off of the top of the list of what it is that causes it, because vaccines are very profitable, and who makes money selling folic acid? Nobody makes it. I mean, there's a, you know, okay, a handful of these natural suppliers of supplements that make money selling it, but it's not the kind of dough that's made selling and making vaccines. So I'm very suspect, although I think what I read here, the basic message is, pregnant women, be careful. Educate yourself. Go beyond.
Everybody be careful.
Yes.
You have to double check again, everything. Do your own research.
Yeah. But if you don't want to have a child, I mean, I remember my daughter, as she went through her pregnancy, man, she'd spend all day reading things and not, she questioned everything. And as a result of her diligence, in my opinion, she has a wonderfully healthy son. And I think that's, but you got, there's so much stuff around today, you got to really be vigilant. So that's an important conversation to have. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm not even jumping in. There's a lot going on.
All right.
It was a harmony clap.
23 and change past the hour. Music time in this hour of Good Day, starting with Sir Elton John cranking up the Crocodile Rock, because he says what's going on in North Carolina is a crock. In fact, he's been described as slamming the anti-LGBT bathroom laws.
You can never get that right.
What is it? I didn't LGBTQ. Say transvestite. Who's your what? TQ?
LGBTQ.
Mind your own T's and Q's, T's will you please?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, he says it's dangerous what they're doing with the bathroom laws in North Carolina. He attacked the governor for his quote-unquote transgender ignorance. As most of you know, Mr. Reginald, what's his real Reginald Denny, I think Denny Dewey.
Reginald Denny was beaten in the L.A. riots.
All right. Reginald, his name is Reginald something. Anyway, Elton John is gay. And
what?
He, know,
wait a second. Are you sure about that? I demand a recount.
Yeah, it looks like it is. In his closet, his wardrobe left over from Liberace. All right, anyway, so you all know about the laws that were passed last month that prohibit transgender people from using the bathroom of the gender they identify with. Elton John said the law, quote, lacks compassion towards trans people. Also strips gay people and lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and queers of their state protection. He also said the bill would end up wasting millions of tax dollars. And he's right. He's absolutely right. 100% agree with him. 1,000% agree with him. Come on. When you people... Oh, there I am. It sounds bad when I say you people because I'm talking.
You people are so dismissive. Yeah, it is dismissive. Horrible.
Right, yeah. So how come nobody calls Limbaugh? He says it all the time.
I don't know, but
I don't listen to him. I don't pay him any mind. So.
Well, anyway, a lot of people do. And it is. Even when I say it, it sounds dismissive to me. And I'm not meaning it to sound dismissive, but I would like people to be open to loving and understanding that not all of us are the same. That's it. That's all it is, really. And
it's about more than that, but it's not.
Yeah, it is. But I'm kind of excited because I'm able to use the old term queer again. We haven't been able to use that for a long time.
You can't. That's the problem. Is
why can't I?
Yeah. It's like the N-word. Like, your kind can't use the N-word.
My kind? That's dismissive.
Yes. You straight people
my kind,
can't use it.
You straight people.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Okay. Nikki Sixx in the musical news today. Not happy about what Gene Simmons said regarding his friend Prince. Last weekend, if you didn't remember, Gene Simmons, who's the frontman for Kiss, tweeted a statement, an opinion, if you will, about Prince's death, saying, quote, how pathetic that he killed himself. And then he apologized for the remark, but already the damage was done. And a lot of people aren't very, very forgiving. Nikki Sixx is the bassist for Motley Crue. He said, quote, when you're in Gene's position, you ought to have a little bit more than a narrow-minded, bullying sense of what's happening on the earth. I think that Gene is an overrated, lucky guy that dresses like a clown. He wrote himself some good songs, but hasn't had one in a long time and loves to brag about himself.
True.
A little extra shot there. Yeah, I think that TV show. Remember the TV show with Gene Simmons, his family, his life?
Yeah.
I found it actually. I used to watch it once in a while because I liked his wife. But it was not anything magical going on there for sure. All right. So there's the word on Nikki Sixx and Gene Simmons, and the word from Good Day at 28 after.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Here's one vote America can agree upon. They voted on everything from the flowers and cake to the wedding dress, honeymoon, and more to create the Not Dream Wedding. The Not Dream Wedding, subject to comment and information from my pal Brian Osich now here on Good Day.
Wedding bells were ringing for NFL player Devin Still and Asha Joyce. For weeks, fans voted at TheKnot.com for elements of the couple's dream wedding, which took place on Friday. Still says this wedding really was a dream come true.
We put off the wedding because my daughter Leah was diagnosed with cancer. Her health was our main concern. Now she's cancer-free and able to walk down the aisle as our flower girl, and it means the world to us.
For the big day, Simon G. Jewelry designed wedding bands made of more than 425 hand-selected diamonds and a one-of-a-kind bracelet Devin and Asha presented Leah. With butterflies, it represents the merging of their families and a transformation to a new life together. Thousands of fans chose other wedding details. Editor-in-chief of The Knot, Kelly Gould.
The fans' votes helped make the Knot Dream Wedding come to life in a spectacular way. They chose the wedding gown and beautiful bridesmaid dresses by Allure Bridals, and America even voted on the couple's honeymoon. After the Not Dream Wedding, Devin and Asha will unwind at a romantic beachfront location by Secrets Resorts and Spas.
For more, go to TheKnot.com. That's lifestyles from The Knot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I get to meet Victoria on Friday.
That's right. You guys are going to the Talkers
on the radio park. You've never met her? Of course you've met her. You talk to her for hours every day.
It is
weird. Never met her in person. Right. Never met her in person. Actually, I have never really seen a good picture of you. So if I'm looking around the crowd when you walk in the
room, I'll have to find you.
Yes, right.
Because I also just cut off all my hair, so I'll have to find you.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. So that'll be we'll have fun. Good. There's a Talkers Convention on Long Island at Hofstra University. Matter of fact, this program will come to you on Friday from the studios of Hofstra University, which is known around the country as quite a good broadcast school, movie and theater school, prep for performers. So it'll be fun to be there, and then we'll have our day talking about what's going on in the talk radio business. There are two or three of these events from various sponsors, but the Talkers one is the biggest one.
Can I give Victoria an assignment? Shut your ears off.
Yeah.
The assignment, Victoria, is to take secret pictures of all the weirdos there, because there'll be a few.
Oh, really? This is my first talkers convention, but I imagine that there's a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, weirdos.
Hashtag talk radio weirdo on Instagram.
Radio, right. There's a continuing conversation on Twitter. Twitter at Good Day Show. Instagram.com/Good Day. Facebook.com/Good Day. Matter of fact, yesterday we had a question on Facebook about a study that showed the average American household is in debt for $131,000, and the average American household has $15,000 plus in credit card debt. So we asked how this worked or whether that number was accurate for your household, and here are some of the responses. Nathan writes, at one time we were able to we were in the hole for about $70,000. Didn't go bankrupt. We worked it out. Now debt-free and keeping it that way. We'll never go back to that way of living. Why do you think Susie Ormond, Clark Howard, and those radio shows are so successful? Because most Americans are not good at it. And I think Dave Ramsey would fit into that category as well. Dean writes, not at our house. 95% of the time we have a zero balance on our credit cards. Our household debt is much lower than national average. We are not average at all when it comes to debt and credit. Tom Betts writes, I only have my monthly utility bills and 5 years left on my mortgage. Pay off all my credit cards every month. Man, these people are really model citizens, aren't they?
Good day, listeners have got their finances under control.
They're in check.
Wish the host of the program could say that. Tana.
Or his co-host.
Right.
Meaning me, not Jen.
My husband right either. Just say nobody's too proud around here.
Yeah. Tana writes, nope, my husband and I each have one card we use on a regular basis. Both are paid in full every month. William Wilson writes, debt-free small business owner. Good for you, sir.
Yeah.
Margaret writes, no credit cards, only a few years, and my home will be paid for. It'll be all mine.
Show offs.
Gordon Smith writes, I preach to the young, own your home by retirement, or the mortgage and rent will kill you. In addition, destroy your Visa card by the time you get to that age. Thus, you will be free from that and enjoy your senior years. Janet writes, thank God. I'm not in that position. That's not me. John Waltz says, nope, not even close. Susie Childs, nope, 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 nope. Kim says, nope. The question again is, does this number accurately reflect on your household? Susan writes, I owe $40,000 on my home, but I have a bit of that darn credit card debt. The joys of being poor. Poor is a state of mind, I think. I think you are rich or poor depending on where your head's at, frankly. In a number of ways, because it isn't just money. Helen says that she's not in that league either. All right, so there's interesting comments. Help yourself to anything that we're talking about, for heaven's sakes. That's what we're there for, or this expression mode is there for you. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Some good news for those of you who are married. Everybody ready? Let's see, who does that? There's nobody here who's married, so
we're lame.
So I just,
we're in debt and we're single and we're losers. Yeah. Go ahead, Doug.
You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. All right. So anyway, apparently for those of you who are married, it's Sucker. Good for you. Tying the knot lowers your risk of becoming an alcoholic.
Marriage. What is that? That's the only thing that keeps me going is alcohol.
Well, maybe that's why you're not married. That could be the problem, Jennifer.
Oh.
Marriage protects against alcoholism. Study out this week says marriage lowers.
Your wife will kick your rear end.
Yeah. Well, what happens if the wife is the? In my family, my mother was the alcoholic, not my father. Marriage lowers the risk by 59% in men, 79% in women. If you're married, you will less likely be an alcoholic. My mother was miserable for most of her adult life because my father wasn't a good husband. And so, you know, it takes its toll in a number of ways. At that era, it was more difficult and less acceptable to be divorced than it is now. You find that you have a problem and you move on. Married people are at risk, though, of an addiction to booze if one partner has a history or cheating is involved, and that was the circumstance with my mother and father. Experts say that this theory could be similar to the ones at AA. I don't know. Does anybody know anything? I mean, I know about the 12 steps, and you hear about all that stuff, and Bill, what's-his-face, that started it. But I don't really know that much about what goes on. Anybody have anybody in their family that ever went to AA?
No. I know a little bit about it.
What do you know?
What's your question?
Well, whether they really are as good at support and guidance.
Oh,
as
yeah. I think for some people, it's the only place to go because
really?
It's the only non-judgmental. It's kind of like going to therapy.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go to therapy, you go because it's a voice that doesn't know you, doesn't know your situation, doesn't have any preconceived notions or ideas about what you're facing. And that's the kind of support I think you get in AA. And you know what I mean? You don't have anybody who's emotionally attached to you in those groups. Maybe you might become that way, but I would imagine that's the case.
You know, my only experience with them, I used to lifeguard when I was a little bit younger, and we would have night pool parties sometimes. People could rent out the pool hall and the pool, and they would stay for a couple hours. And every year we would have a party that AA would rent out the hall. And it was one of the, like, easiest parties to deal with. They were some of the most, like, responsible, you know, and they obviously, like, weren't all drinking and everything. So it was actually, they threw some of the nicest parties. And, I don't know, it kind of felt like a family atmosphere.
A family affair,
yeah.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of reflection there, and it's valuable. Here's a story. You got to wonder how long.
A lovely lady
who
was busy with three. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, a lovely lady that was busy texting her friends. So she gets married last week, and her husband decided after he married her, that he was going to divorce her because he couldn't get her to make love the first night because she was too busy texting all of her friends, telling them about how wonderful the wedding was and how great the hotel was, how great the meal was. She wanted to reply to, she said to him, congratulatory text messages. He snapped when she said that her friends were more important than he was.
You know, here's a couple of things. This guy, obviously reactive, and maybe there's other issues here, but I know maybe. Many couples who don't do it on their wedding night because they're just exhausted after the wedding is over.
Experts say that less than 48% of newlyweds actually make love on their wedding night. So it's the minority. It's fewer than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't do it on the first night. Well, hopefully.
But here's a hint for the lady.
Thing for sure.
Yeah. If you don't want to do it on your wedding night, you might want to just pretend you're sleeping. I mean, the whole cell phone thing means that you have energy for something, and you know,
that's probably what pissed him off even more. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's very dismissive. But you know what? If you haven't had enough relationships with your husband to be or wife to be by that point, you don't know him well enough. And what the heck are you marrying him for? I mean, you should have known that his wife was a selfish so-and-so before he married her. Come on.
She wanted to take a few selfies. Give her a break.
All right, 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want to underscore something that is being accepted. I'm getting a lot of very interesting feedback from people. This week I started a connection with Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is one of these organizations, excuse me, as a matter of fact, it's rated in the top 10 charities in the world because the amount of money that they raise, which is actually used, this is one of those duh things. You're supposed to give money and raise money to actually help people. Well, you'd be amazed at how little money from some of these charities that you give to actually gets to the point of helping people. Not so with Food for the Poor. You can go to their website, foodforthepoor.org, and see how this huge international relief organization has helped developmental challenges in countries around the world, especially in Latin America, Central America, South America, where there has been such. And I use Haiti as an example because that's where their work is probably most focused at the moment, because there are so many children who have nothing, no family, no home, no school, no nothing. The island was destroyed. And as you might imagine, if you visited any of the Caribbean islands on trips, most of the islands are sort of cordoned off. You go to the islands and they have the resort and they're all self-inclusive, so you don't know what's going on elsewhere. But I will tell you that these islands, most of them, are a mess. And because they're so suspect to having big storms in the fall, it wipes out these islands with regularity. So anyway, Haiti with the earthquake and all that other stuff is a mess, and so are a couple of three other countries down here where these children have nothing. So I'm suggesting that you might feel motivated or moved to provide food, clothing, clean water, secure housing. $75 a year. And kids get health care as well, all kinds of things that are good, educational opportunities. So if you'd like to give these people a better chance, a better future, show them some love. Call to give, 844-868-4673 is the number. 844-868-HOPE. Food for the poor. That's the name to remember. You can also use the, I find this to be actually quite helpful. On your phone, you hit #250 and say the word give. Much easier. You don't remember the number. This is a swell way of getting to these people. #250 and say the word give. Or call 844-868-4673. 844-868-HOPE. Give a child some hope and some help.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Most Americans work a second shift, and it's not always on some assembly line or behind some counter. For most of us, it's under our own roof. Status reports, job sites, and project plans are created for messy diapers, science projects, and bedtime stories. With this second shift, there's no pay, no nights off, and you definitely don't get your weekends. While it might require just as much work, it doesn't matter, because there's no better benefit than hearing this.
Night, Daddy. I love you.
At Wells Fargo, we know you're never really off the clock. That's why we're always ready to work with you to help make your hard-earned money go as far as it possibly can. Working together, we can help create a financial plan for you and your family's future. To get started, stop by or visit wellsfargo.com/together. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
All right, so I give you all these reminders about how to find us in the social media world. You can find the Good Day program in lots of worlds as well. One of the ways is to go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app. Or if you don't have a smartphone, item number three on this list that works just on a regular flip phone like I have, or a landline, is called 605-477-3712. Put the speakerphone on. And you can be listening to us while you're, you know, maybe stuck someplace. Traffic, 605-477-3712. 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver.
the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Dimwit Orchestra. No, it's not really. It's probably some big Philharmonic. Who is this doing the theme to the Dead Zone? We know. Chucker, who is this?
I don't know who did it.
Yeah. All right.
I know it's my favorite Stephen King film based on one of his long novels, so.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What's the matter with you? Yesterday you wanted us to focus on The Exorcist. Today you want us to focus on the dead
well, I'm gonna
zombies tomorrow?
No, I'm going to tell well, that's always a possibility, but I'll tell you why. Because it looks like Stephen King's making a big comeback in film. Filming's underway on the movie version of the Stephen King 8-part novel, The Dark Tower. Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey are currently starring in that film.
Really?
They're also one of the studios is putting together a big screen version of the novel It, which was a terrific miniseries in the 1980s with Tim Curry as that scary clown, yeah. Pennywise. And the last few years, also Warner Brothers is trying to get The Stand materialized into a feature film. They've attached like 3 or 4 directors. All of them have dropped out. It's obviously a tough project to do on the big screen. It was a great miniseries, though. I think one of the best miniseries in the 1980s. And also another movie based on a Stephen King book, The Cell, with John Cusack and Sam Jackson, was recently produced. It's not going to play in theaters, though. It's going to go on demand, which is a little bit surprising. I watched a trailer. It seems pretty cheaply made. Another John Cusack directed DVD movie, actually. But that's why we played the theme to The Dead Zone, despite the fact that it is a great movie.
Yeah, all right. In your opinion, that's...
It is, absolutely.
Tim Curry started, I think, with Rocky Horror Picture Show. Isn't that his first sort of claim to fame?
That made him famous, absolutely.
Played a whole bunch of different roles. He's a very varied character actor. He can do a lot of different things. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief for your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, Chucker has movie news, which is more frightening than seeing clowns working for the TSA at the airports.
Let me tell you, there was some internet buzz, Doug, on this story. There was a leaked 164-page picture book for Star Wars Rogue One, which is not due to hit stores until January, but the book showed numerous pictures of Darth Vader in it, which pretty much means that Darth Vader will play at least a presence, if not a major character, in this Star Wars spin-off film, which hits theaters this December. The storyline takes place before the original Star Wars film, 1977's The New Hope. So that would make sense if the studio wants to pull in as many moviegoers as the last installment, The Force Awakens. There's no better way to do it than put Darth Vader in a movie. So hopefully that's going to happen. I think that's really good news if you're a Star Wars fan.
There's a lot of viral attention being given to the sequel to Frozen. Alexis Isabel tweeted, quote, "I hope Disney makes Elsa a lesbian princess. Imagine how iconic that would be." I don't know enough.
You want me to comment on it?
Help yourself. Go ahead.
No.
What happened?
I don't watch, let's put it this, I don't watch cartoons, so I'll leave my.
What did you say, Victoria's not going to happen?
I don't think that'll ever happen, no.
But Disney doesn't dare go out that far enough.
I don't think Disney's going that far, yeah.
They have very much vanilla. I stay right in the middle there, boys and girls. That's literally stay in the middle, boys and girls. All right, we've had the services of one Chuck Curry here, and we're appreciative of that on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.